This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto Home Life Business, Bow Motorcycle RV. They'll take care of a multitude of insurance needs. And they'll do everything they can to save you money. Customer service means everything to them. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. So, what, 10 days away from the opener? And we're just 3 days away from Georgia Tech, Florida State in Ireland. So there you go. Somebody did ask a question earlier today about, you know, why they play these games in Ireland. It's over money. They're willing to pay for it. And for Ireland, which is like a preseason bowl trip, I mean, I've done this, it brings thousands of tourists to Ireland. So they want to do it. They want you touring the Guinness factory. They want you to tour the Jameson factory. They want you playing golf courses. They want you going over to Scotland. Because I think what the ferry goes from Dublin to Liverpool. So that's, you know,
you guys were, Penn State was the first ones, weren't they? Or was there one before that one?
There may have been one before, but not with the same buzz. And then Notre Dame went in there the next year and played. And that got a lot of buzz to it. But others since then, like Nebraska played Northwestern there, and it was okay. I think next year it's Iowa State, Kansas State. No offense, that's not going to create any buzz. Now, Florida State, Georgia Tech creates buzz only because Florida State is coming off an undefeated season in the regular season last year. Right. That's why they do it. I mean, again, all these conversations always come back to money all the time. And people are sick about hearing about money, but that's the reality of it. I mean, there's a reality.
I can't believe they don't pick the teams on fan bases who travel.
Does it say that again?
I can't believe they don't pick the two teams based on how the fan bases travel.
Well, you also may have people that that turn it down because they don't want to do it. You have to have... To me, it has to be done right. When Penn State did it, they came back home right after, literally right after the game. I mean, you know, Jack and I went to see Dan Rooney, and then hey, boom, it was down to the bus and gone. And we got back because Penn State had a game the next week. You have to have it done in such a way where it's built in that the next week you have a bye week. That's the part that makes sense. For example, Penn State's playing at USC. The Big Ten gave them a bye week the next week. Perfect. And that, to me, is, I mean, so in order to schedule, you have to be smart. A lot of people don't want to do it, Todd, because it's actually a pain in the neck to do out of training camp. I mean, it actually is a pain in the neck in some ways. Like, oh, it's the first game. Nah, you have to schedule it right. And then when you get over there, you have to have a lot of it already done. And if you're the home team, you have to provide some of the equipment for it. You know, first down markers, goalposts, the whole thing, you got to ship them over. It's not the easiest thing to do. But in the end, there's money. Lots of money. Ah, yeah. And that's what this is about. I mean, everywhere you turn, it's money. Today, we're talking about a $10 million gift for Beaver Stadium. Money. QR codes on the back of Oklahoma State's helmets for NIL. Money. Okay, Ireland game opens up the season. Really neat. Money. LSU and USC are playing each other in Las Vegas next weekend. Why? Money.
It's a 30-year-old rap song, but I always tell my wife, cash rules everything around me.
Yeah, that's right. But why are certain things done? I remember Penn State one time played Indiana at FedEx Field, and I've talked about the broadcast booth there. But why did they do it? Because Indiana was given $3 million to do it. So they gave up the home game for the $3 million. Okay? So much of this is about money. And that's why we talk about it so often. Is it the sexiest topic to discuss? No. Can it be overdone? It really can't be overdone, but maybe to the audience it could be overdone. Right? And this and the suit hates, I mean, in all seriousness, the suit hates when we talk about money. Right? Because he's a big believer in the romanticism of sports. And I completely understand that because he's not the only person. Okay, he's not the only person that romanticizes sports, because I think there are a lot of people that romanticize sports because they love it. Okay. Yeah, and I totally get that. But there's also a reality. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Well, it's also an escape because everything else is about money, and you don't want to think about sport or money when you're participating or watching your hobby either. I get that,
right? Because you're not discussing money during the game. I watch TV and they're not discussing money. They're talking about playoffs and things like that. You know, USC will play LSU in Las Vegas. There will not be a discussion about how much money each side's getting from it. They'll just talk about the game or the college football playoff or who's the Heisman front runner on Labor Day weekend, things like that. I mean, the usual stuff that ESPN does. Okay. Great. But they won't talk about the money part of it. But that's the reason the game's there and why it exists. I mean, Florida State last year beat LSU and the game was in Orlando. Why?
Money.
Yeah. Simple as that. Um, So you can't talk about it enough. But, like, for example, Jack and I have never talked money in a game. Never. Now, the suit talks about his salary during games, but that's, you know.
Oh, he's not volunteer?
Oh, not that guy. Not that guy. Yeah. He didn't volunteer for anything. So, here's the rumor of the day. It comes from Buckeye Scoop. It's put out this morning. The NCAA has confirmed that Michigan successfully hacked into Ohio State's practice footage. They also have confirmed Michigan attempted to do this with many other teams. Yep. Okay. Now, that's a rumor. Nobody knows.
I would be talking to Ohio State's tech guy. If they were the only, if the only one they got through was Ohio State.
Yeah. Because, you know, they've gone after the computers. Remember, there's also the issue with Matt Weiss, who had been their offensive coordinator. And there was an issue with his computer. Well, who knows what else they found on the computer besides what they were attempting to look at. The FBI was looking into that. Like, okay.
Did you see a high school hired Connor Stallions?
Yeah, he's a defensive coordinator in Detroit.
I think I'd be looking around at my practices if I was on his schedule.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think I'd schedule him.
And not for him, some strange high school kid somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of rumors last year that Ohio State players had to give back their iPads, their tablets, because they had heard there was hacking. Like, okay. Now, that was just a rumor. Whether or not it was had anything behind it or not, no idea.
I mean, that's not something you want if you're the NCAA, if these accusations keep piling up against your most recent national champions.
Well, first of all, part of the issue here goes with, like, what, the 4-year show cause that Jim Harbaugh got?
Yes.
He's not going back to college. Who cares?
And well, we talked about it, and it's not even for any of this. Who knows what... I mean,
yeah, it was for the recruiting part of it during COVID.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, what are they going to do, give him another show cause penalty for this, too?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, but it doesn't matter. He's not going back to college.
No.
I mean, jeez. I mean, you know, I mean, it needed to be done. But at the same time, you're like, you know, it's like, and what's the significance of that?
I can't believe that some of those guys that are on staff now that were on his staff wouldn't have known about some of this. That'd be a little hard to believe.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I mean, that's the part. You do know for the most part that's going on in your building. All right. And I don't know. And if I ever met Connor Stallions, I wouldn't have known it. Right. But boy, he sure does give the impression as a perception, that he'd be the kind of guy going around the building bragging, hey, look what we did here, look what we did there, you know, like, you know, not under the radar, not quiet about it. But yeah. Look at me.
In the Bobby Valentine fake glasses and mustache when he got thrown out of the game that time.
Yeah. Same thing.
Pretty much.
I know we're gonna get Tony Caridi on when?
Monday at 2:30.
Monday at 2:30, yeah, because I'm doing his show tonight, right?
Correct. He's calling you at 6:15, I believe.
Yes. So yes, as soon as I'm done on the field doing the pregame, I'll just pick up the phone and go. I'll probably bring the phone down to the field with me.
Quietest part in the field might be the elevator on the way back to the press box.
Yeah, it's also the area where you can lose the phone, too.
Well, that's true, too.
Right? Like, where are you? I'm in the elevator.
Talk to you in a minute.
Hey, hold on. Danny O'Brien, by the way, grad assistant to analyst. Just fine. You know, I think everybody expected that. Because, I mean, he's the quarterback coach. Okay. I mean, you've got Danny Connor working with the linebackers, Frank Leonard and Bill Kuisert, and Bill's the guy that Andy brought with him from Kansas. Working with the offensive line, Mark Dupuy, David Parker, they're working with the wide receivers. David Rocco's working with the tight ends. Charles Walker's working with the running backs. Danny O'Brien's working with the quarterbacks. I mean, these are some of the analysts that are around the program right now. I think I advocated for this a couple of years ago. Let them coach. And it's like they put in all these archaic rules.
Did you see Dan O'Connor's picture this weekend by chance?
Dan who?
Or Dan Connor. I don't know where
Dan Connor.
I don't know where the O came from. It was a picture of Dom DeLuca in a Dan Connor jersey.
Okay.
And then Dan Connor
as a little kid?
As a little kid, and then yeah. Dan Connor's kids in Dom DeLuca jerseys.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, he had Dan Connor on the coach's show last year during one of the bye weeks, and his kids were there, and they were great. They were great. So we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. By the way, the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, great success. I think at some point Steve Engel is going to get me the numbers on that.
I have noticed that the last two Wednesdays have been perfectly sunny since the rainy Wednesday we played golf in.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that today coming across to the radio station when there wasn't a cloud in the sky and it was so beautiful and nice out. It's like,
yeah.
Today would have been the day to play 18 holes.
Yeah, exactly. I may get out tomorrow for a little bit before the show. You know? Again, it's a little tougher when I've got games and practice. For example, I'm going to go from here to practice. football practice, then from there right to the ballpark, do the game. Tomorrow they're in the stadium, but it's short. But but here we are. We're finally, what, 3 days away from the opener and 10 away from Penn State's opener.
Yep.
Oh, about time.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready for some games.
Yeah, it's one thing about when they changed two-a-days, took them out, which they had to do. I mean, you had to do that. But they didn't decrease the number of practices, so it's a longer training camp. And, you know, that's I mean, I have no problem with that. I'm just saying it is long.
It builds the anticipation.
And you know, people want more information all the time, which I understand. Yeah. Completely understand it. It's more popular than ever.
Besides, who do they see out in the town in State College other than you to ask that question?
Yeah. That's why I don't go out much.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to see Steve over in the Atherton Giant.
No. Steve goes out less and less as the years go by.
Golf course, field, field, home. Golf course, field, field, home.
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, forgot to mix into Jordan Center.
Wintertime.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yeah, indeed. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best of new inventory. Love the Ford Explorer I bought there. Love it. And Stanger made it a great experience, and all the finances were set up exactly the way I needed it. You'll have the same experience. They are the best in the business. That's why I went there. They're the best in the business. Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Don't forget about their service department, inspections, everything that goes with it. Tough stuff, routine inspections, and also great pre-owned inventory. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. If you ask the average baseball fan, the MVP of the American League and probably of Major League Baseball is Aaron Judge. Okay? I get it. Yankee, awesome season, hits with power, charismatic, great player. Bobby Witt Jr. happens to play for the Kansas City Royals. And you may not know a lot about him, but he has been phenomenal. He leads the league in hitting at 352. Now at Kauffman Stadium, he is hitting 405. On the road, he's hitting 299. The last player to hit over 400 at home was Barry Bonds in 2004 for the Giants, so 20 years ago. And it's a short list of people that have hit over 400 at home. And in the pre-humidor days, Larry Walker, Jeff Cirillo, and Eric Young and Andres Galarraga from Colorado all are on that list. Take that out. I mean, then you go back to Kirby Puckett, Wade Boggs twice, Rod Carew, and then Joe Cunningham of the Cardinals in 59. All right. Kauffman Stadium has the second largest outfield in the majors. Only Coors Field has more. It does suppress home runs, but there's extra space for singles, doubles, and triples. Well, this kid hits with power, and he has great speed. I mean, not good speed. I mean, he's been clocked. He may be the fastest guy in baseball. And he's a heck of a fielder.
Probably already better than his old man.
Yeah.
Who was a middling pitcher for mostly the Angels.
Yeah. But he is tremendous, and nobody's talking about him.
I think the Royals are a lot better than most people expected, and you don't hear a bunch about them now.
Well, again, okay, this is something I thought. And this is me being naive. I really thought that when you got national coverage on a national network like ESPN, everybody would know more about everybody. Because I was always the young guy. You know, I mean, I remember when I was in my teens, I may have been 14 at the time, 15, 14. I think it was 14 at the time. You know, I was working weekends. My dad had a sheet metal fabrication shop, so I would work weekends cleaning. My job on Saturday was to clean the shop, sweep it up, take care of the garbage, clean the toilets, right? Everything. Okay? And I'd earn some extra money. Well, I took some of my extra money and I bought my own subscription to the Sporting News because I wanted to read about, I loved reading about sports. And it was an opportunity for me to learn about every team. All right, let's find out more about the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's find out more about the San Diego Chargers. Let's find out more about the Houston Rockets. Let's find out more about the Winnipeg Jets. Whatever. Because I wanted to find out more about everybody. Okay. Well, I thought that when ESPN came into existence, that we would find out more about everybody. And early on, I think we did. But then ESPN had a dramatic shift in philosophy. And they started targeting what they felt moved the needle. So if Michael Jordan, hey, got to have Jordan in there. Tiger Woods, got to have Tiger in there. Brett Favre, got to have Brett Favre in there. Which then in turn became Aaron Rodgers, which Michael Jordan in turn became Kobe and then LeBron. You got to have the Lakers in there. And that's what they did. They shifted it to where they thought ratings were and away from doing sports. So here we are in 2024. I just assumed that everybody would know who Bobby Wood Jr. was and what he's doing this year. In fact, I was going to bring it up on Tuesday's show with Matt just to get his goat. Well, how about that Bobby Witt Jr. for MVP? Just to watch him freak out, you know. That's always, I always find that enjoyable. I don't know about you. What are you talking about, Steve Jones? His kid in the background. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, I'm trying to figure out which one makes more sense. But here's a guy having a phenomenal year. A lot of people don't know about the Kansas City Royals, who right now have the third wild card spot in the American League. He is an off-the-charts player. And I'm not just talking about, like, the batting average. He hits with power. His speed is just tremendous, and he's a really good fielder. Great shortstop. And as you point out, they're a much better team than people realize. But they don't get a lot of publicity. Essentially, nothing really has changed from the 50s, even though ESPN is on every night doing SportsCenter. It was the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Giants. Well, now it's the Dodgers, the Yankees, maybe the Phillies, maybe the Red Sox. Anybody else? Cubs?
I was going to say, if the Cubs and Cardinals were good, I think, or real good, I think they'd both get in there.
But see, anybody that's good should be getting in there.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be in terms of how you cover it. Unless you're an MLB network viewer, and I watch them sometimes because they'll have games on I want to see. Who's talking about this guy? Because if he played for the Yankees, they'd be talking about him every minute. If he was with the Mets, they'd be talking about him every minute. He's with the Kansas City Royals.
If he's with the Mets, I'd be a much happier baseball fan.
I know you would be. But he plays for the Kansas City Royals. It's like the old American Express, "Who am I?" commercial. He could film one of those. And right now, he might be the best all-around player in the majors. Now, Mookie Betts is an awesome all-around player, so is Shohei Ohtani, but very few guys are doing what this guy is doing. And very few guys in the last 80 years have done what this guy's doing.
I think baseball is probably our most local national sport, though, too. I think that's part of it. Because I don't think baseball is popular in the national consciousness as much as it used to be, obviously. But obviously, I think the local the local TV stations, when Diamond Sports can stay in business, you know, still pull ratings. And obviously, people still go to games, but it just doesn't have the national relevance it once did. I don't think Mike, you know, for all the talk about Mike Trout, I don't think Mike Trout's near as famous as he probably would have been 25 years ago.
They did the top 100 athletes in the country, or the world recognizable. In the top 100, there were no baseball players.
I'm not surprised in the least.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of soccer players. Again, this is worldwide. No baseball players. But I think almost every sport outside of the NFL and maybe a little bit of college football have become regional.
Yeah.
Ask a Sixers fan about the Indiana Pacers and how much they know. Limited. Very limited. They would know Halliburton's on the team.
But not that the Pacers are probably better, as much as that pains me to say.
Right. But I'm just saying, they don't know much about them.
No?
But they know everything about their team, the Sixers. They do. They know everything about them. I think most sports now have become very regional. People are really into their teams and really don't know a lot about the other teams. That's why I always do a segment every week. Or, you know, and if I had the play-by-play guy on, that'd be two segments, talking about the opponent. Like, this is who they have. I do it deliberately every week so that when it's done, people at least know who the heck Penn State's playing. Most people don't know it. For the game coming up, they know they played here last year. They know they're at home. I think they know they had a really good 9-4 record last year, but they don't know much about the personnel. Like, who they have. You know, the Jaheim Joseph transfer from Northwestern over, the Garrett Hollis transferred from Northwestern over. That one of the starting corners is from Duquesne. Transfer from Duquesne is going to start corner.
It's not a jump that one usually makes.
No. But that's why, I mean, I do that every week because I've figured out over time, most people don't know much about the opponents Penn State's playing. They may know a name. With Ohio State, they got a pretty good handle on a lot of guys. They're on TV a lot. That I've got. But when UCLA comes here, do they know anything about UCLA? Anything? Fan base isn't going to know much at all about Garbers or the fact that Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator, any of that stuff. They don't know anything about him. Washington? They won't know anything about him.
In their defense, I'm not sure Washington fans know much about Washington yet.
Well, they only have the one starter back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely different. And to be honest with you, USC may be a big name. They don't know much about USC because they're locked in on their team. They know everything about Penn State. And I think that's typical of most sports fans across the country today. Even though you have national networks and can see all this stuff, I think the sports have become more localized than ever. Which is remarkable. It's actually gone the opposite direction. I think people are more like really into their team. Penn State fans can tell you chapter and verse, first team, second team, third team, guys. Chapter and verse. All right. I'm not even sure they know who Zachariah Branch is at USC. And he's as fine an all-around offensive player as there is in the country. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, that's not a put down. That's just how provincial I think sports has become.
I mean, it didn't work out exactly the way the Athletic planned, but there. I mean, other than the Athletic, there. I mean, the locally based verticals have been doing great, like DK in Pittsburgh, and there's one in Chicago, one in Denver.
Yeah. I mean, even the Athletic has scaled back.
Yeah.
On their reporters. I mean, the Steeler reporter just got let go. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Coming to the end today, we got the high school roundtable tomorrow because the opening night is a little bit more than 48 hours away. Shikellamy and Milton, of course, We'll have for you. Sealands Grove, who do they have right out of the gate?
It's Juniata at Sealands Grove on 107.3 and Lime Mountain at Lewisburg, which is being played at Milton on 100.9 The Valley.
Very nice. Okay. Sounds good. What, they've done improvements to the Shikellamy Field?
Yeah, they put turf on it, new locker rooms, new bathrooms, new concession stands. They used it a little bit. They used the football field from midway through the season on last year, but this is the debut of the full-on athletic complex with everything brand new and done.
Did they name any of it after Kevin?
They did not. One of my former colleagues at the Daily Item has been pushing that they name it after Bill Tolan, who was the sports editor for like 60 years at the Daily Item.
What about Kevin?
Kevin's 30 years behind yet, but I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised they haven't named anything after Purnell yet.
What about Kevin?
I think even Kevin admit Dick Purnell's probably a little more deserving than Kevin.
Are you sure about that? Quietly, privately, I deserve something. I'm a legend.
Well, that's a pretty mean Kevin.
Oh, streaming. We're into streaming. Okay.
And YouTube. Braves are on YouTube as well.
Well, see, I think that's one of the great things they did.
Yes.
A couple of years ago was the YouTube channel. You know, Sealands Grows on the YouTube channel. Shikellamy's on YouTube. I think it's great. I enjoy watching it. I'll be on the road. I'll catch maybe a quarter of a game on the road someplace.
Unmute, of course, right? Now, well, see, look what you're making me do.
I mean, look, no offense, I want to enjoy the game.
All right. Now I'm mean.
See, now you're the mean guy.
I know.
I'm telling everybody I'm watching, you're telling me to mute it. The roles were just reversed like a month ago.
I know.
Okay, the union representing Dartmouth men's basketball filed an unfair labor practice complaint against the school because it has refused to negotiate with the players on a collective bargaining agreement. You won 6 games. What's your stance? They said the failure to bargain was a violation of both labor law and the school's own code of ethics. The school said the players are students whose educational program includes athletics. Athletes in the Ivy League are not employees, Dartmouth said, given Dartmouth's decades-long commitment to athletics as an extension of our academic mission. We believe the regional director has made an extraordinary mistake in finding these students are employees. Dartmouth is asking for a review of the regional director's decision by the full board. I told you they weren't going to negotiate with them, right?
No.
I told you, they said they're not going to negotiate with these people. The players voted 13-2 to join the Service Employees Union.
Well, as soon as Dartmouth recognizes them, that, you know, that's kind of a precedent that, you know, other schools would have to recognize them if other athletes get recognized.
Yeah.
You got to fight this to the end.
I mean, the reason that they're not bargaining is that it forces them into court. Said this is the only lever Dartmouth has to get this matter reviewed by a federal court, the school said this week. I told you they weren't going to negotiate with them. They average 864 fans a game and won 6 games.